Thank you, Lynestelina. That's a very important question, and I'm pleased to clarify that. Some people look at the Luxembourg Protocol and say that it's only really important when rolling stock crosses a border. That's not true. It is very helpful when rolling stock is moving across jurisdictional boundaries, because it creates a common system regardless of where the rolling stock is located at a particular point in time, and underwrites the security of the creditor. But even within domestic financing, the protocol has huge relevance. Let me give you a couple of examples. In many countries, there isn't a developed legal system specifically aimed at railway rolling stock securing the position of creditors. So what the Luxembourg Protocol effectively does is to import into that country a plug-and-play system to be able to support the private sector coming in and providing finance. There just may not be that domestic legal infrastructure, if you like, to be able to allow the private sector to come in. And just to be very clear, in a number of countries, and I shouldn't mention individual countries, but in quite a large number of countries, the private sector today is not prepared to go into those countries and provide finance. It's not a question of whether it's at 2% above a certain level or 5% above a certain level. They just won't do it because there's no security. Once the protocol is there, then you can negotiate with the lender or the lessor as to what the rate is, but that opens the door for private sector financiers to come in and actually provide capital. And that's also part of the answer, in that what the protocol should do is to open up possibilities for non-domestic financiers to come into the market. You imagine you're a fund manager sitting in New York. You know about the Cape Town Convention. You've read up about the Luxembourg Rail Protocol. And now somebody comes to you and says, why don't you finance some rolling stock in, well, pick a country, but let's say Senegal. He doesn't understand Senegalese law. He doesn't know how it works. He's got to go and consult local lawyers. He's not quite sure whether literally and metaphorically his ideas will be translated in the right way. And so he's protecting the interests of investors, of maybe pension funds. So he will be conservative, and he'll say, no, I won't go into that market. If, on the other hand, he's got a legal framework there, which is provided by the Luxembourg Rail Protocol, then he can actually bring in those investors into that market and provide enormously valuable finance to help that country move its railway system forward. The third answer is that rolling stock may not physically move out of countries in some cases. In many countries, for example, trams will not move outside of their individual country. But the financing may well do. And what's important here is that the collateral that is being held by the creditor may be held by a creditor that is not in that country, and that there may be transfers of title to that asset between two completely non-related parties to the location where the rolling stock is located. So to give you an example, go back to my example of Senegal. Let's assume that Senegal needs to raise money to finance new rolling stock on its meter gauge line to carry freight. A company comes in from another part of Africa, leases that rolling stock. It then finances its lease with a bank, let's say in France. So that non-Senegalese lessor and the French bank, neither of them are in Senegal. The rolling stock is still in Senegal, but the debtor now is sitting in another part of Africa, and the creditor is sitting in France. And then maybe the French bank ultimately syndicates the financing, puts these assets together with other assets into a single-purpose company, which is set up in Luxembourg, and then it goes off and raises money based on that syndicated debt. Completely divorced, if you like, from the domestic operation of the rolling stock. So even if the rolling stock itself is only operating in one jurisdiction, there are many, many different reasons why the Luxembourg Protocol will assist in supporting the financing of that rolling stock in that domestic location, and also support the creditors, even if they're not, the creditors may not be in that country, provide support to them as they provide the finance into that domestic market.